from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Department of Defense says Israel entitled to protect itself against acts of aggression. Statement made after Israel attacked a dozen Iranian and Syrian targets in Syria. Israel says it was responding to anti-aircraft fire that downed an Israeli warplane returning from a raid on Iranian-backed positions in Syria because of an Iranian drone supposedly launched into Israeli territory. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
I've been warning for some time about the dangers of Iran's military entrenchment in Syria. Iran seeks to use Syrian territory to attack Israel for its professed goal of destroying Israel.
Iranian President Hassan Rouhani spoke at a news conference that was broadcast on state television. He said if one country thinks through or thinks about boosting terrorism or meddling in the affairs of other countries or can gain desirable results, he says it is making a big mistake. The incidents mark the most serious confrontations in Syria between Israel and Iranian-backed forces that have established a major foothold in the country while fighting in support of President Bashar al-Assad. Iranian Prime Minister Narendra Modi, visiting Ramallah, has expressed support for an independent Palestine and said he hoped for a return to peace talks. National chairperson of the African National Congress in South Africa says the nation's citizens should be patient with the ruling ANC leader Cyril Ramaphosa as he holds talks with President Jacob Zuma about a peaceful transition of power. This is VOA News. High winds at the Winter Olympics in South Korea forced the postponement today of the men's downhill skiing event. Meantime, other events will play out with medals to be awarded in women's giant slalom, men's the 10-kilometer sprint biathlon, men's skiathlon, the team figure skating, women's freestyle skiing, many more events, Winter Games running through February the 25th. Meantime, with the 2018 Olympics underway, U.S. State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert is dismissing any concerns that U.S. efforts to counter North Korea's so-called charm offensive at the Games could create a rift with South Korea. We get more now from VOA's Cindy Sain.
Vice President Mike Pence visited a memorial for a South Korean warship sunk by an explosion blamed on North Korea. He spoke about his talks with South Korean President Moon Jae-in.
We shared our common objective of confronting the regime in North Korea, who's militarism is on display behind me.
Asked if tough talk by Pence on North Korea could create a rift between the U.S. and South Korea, State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert said Washington's ties with Seoul and Tokyo are ironclad. Cindy Sain, VOA News, the State Department.
South Korea's Olympic outreach achieved a diplomatic breakthrough on Saturday when President Moon was invited to meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in Pyongyang. Spokesperson for the North Korean leader said Mr. Moon expressed his willingness to make that meeting happen. The U.S. has negotiated a deal to resume the deportation of Cambodians. Many of them arrived as refugees from a controversial resettlement program. A deal between the two countries fell apart last year. Phnom Penh reportedly stopped accepting returnees. One of Britain's largest charities has denied allegations it covered up the use of prostitutes by aid workers in Haiti. Haiti's ambassador to the UK says there was a clear cover-up in the case of Oxfam and its workers, according to the Times of London, that they paid sex for sex while they're doing their mission there to help in the recovery from the 2010 earthquake. Oxfam's chief executive, Mark Goldring.
I think at the time, Oxfam took serious and immediate action, and it was open. Oxfam was actually proactive in going to the British public, the Department for International Development, and the Charity Commission to explain that there had been serious misconduct and we'd taken action.
Charity Commission says such allegations risk undermining public trust in charities. Get more news at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.